Humanity is on thin ice, and that ice is melting fast, so said UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres yesterday, following the publication of a major climate report, which he dubbed a survival guide for humanity. The report warns that a key goal to keep temperatures below the rise of 1.5 degrees will likely be missed. But it also says rapid cuts in fossil fuel usage can still avert the worst effects of climate change. We can speak now with the Chief Climate Scientist with the Environmental Protection Agency, Frank McGovern. Good morning.
Good morning.
This report, it warns that that crucial target of keeping temperature rises below 1.5 degrees, it's likely to be missed within the next decade. We'll pass that target. What impact is that going to have on a country like Ireland?
Well, yeah, I mean, the report obviously is a global report, and it is very strong and clear on the messaging in terms of the fact that we are on the wrong pathway in order to limit warming to 1.5 degrees above pre-industrial levels. The impacts for Ireland from our perspective, obviously it means that what we're experiencing now in terms of climate impacts, such as increases in extreme events, increased storminess, increased rainfall, the occurrence of certain heat waves, they will increase further, they'll become more intense. And on the bigger picture then, the long-term issues of sea level rise, changing of biodiversity species, they will continue. So sea level rise will continue, and changes to our ecosystems will continue.
The UN Secretary General said yesterday that all countries now should bring forward their plans to reach net zero emissions. They should bring those plans forward by 10 years. Where is Ireland positioned in all of this?
Well, Ireland's positioned, I suppose, we are part of the EU, and our NDC, our nationally determined contribution, is linked to the EU NDC. They have published their, or they have their Fit for 55 targets of 2030, and have articulated a net zero 2050 target. Ireland has its own legislation, and has also articulated major emissions reductions by 2030.
But are we capable of accelerating those targets by a further 10 years, bringing them in 10 years earlier, as the UN Secretary General suggests that countries need to be doing?
Well, again, what we're talking about there is at a global level. And obviously, we are, Ireland is, and the EU is, on the right direction in terms of our emissions. Our emissions are going down. That's not the case on the global level. So there's still, greenhouse gas emissions are still going up. So we have to work with our global partners to ensure that everybody acts to reduce emissions.
Yes.
And certainly we must do more, and we must try to achieve certainly net zero CO2 before 2050.
But does Ireland, though, you say it's on a global level, but, you know, every country is responsible for their own actions. So does Ireland need to do that? Does it need to revise the current targets, the current plans, and fast track the measures that we're taking currently to get to net zero?
Well, I think we always have to keep looking at our targets and plans, especially when there's new science is provided. And just to say, this is a double report, and it will be considered by all governments at the next COP meeting in Dubai in December. So we'll all be there taking part in the global stocktake, which is how we actually assess how countries are doing. Are they matching what science has said is required? So that will be the key process. And Ireland will be at that meeting along with the other EU countries and looking at what is happening there.
Yes, but when you say this is a global issue, a global problem, a global report, that that takes away then from what people need to do at an individual level, doesn't it? That everybody needs to step up and be responsible for themselves and for what happens in their own country, if that means fast-tracking plans and taking difficult decisions sooner.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody has to take a certain amount of responsibility. And it's from individuals, it's from communities, it's at a national level. So absolutely everybody and all countries have to ensure that, one, we are taking this climate change threat seriously. Two, we're examining what we can do as individuals, what we can do as communities, and what we can do as a country. And certainly, Ireland has, through its legislation, adopted very ambitious targets for 2030, and also on to 2050. So again, I think it would be timely and to look at those targets to see what more we can do. And obviously, there's a certain amount of momentum has to build up. And I think it takes a while to, for instance, you mentioned fossil energy there at the start. You know, we're highly locked into using fossil energy in Ireland. It takes a considerable amount of time and investment to get out of that lock-in.
Okay.
So yeah, we need to do that. We need to accelerate it, and we need to look at all the new opportunities that arise from that.
All right, Chief Climate Scientist at the Environmental Protection Agency, Frank McGovern. Thank you for talking to us this morning.